Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Friday, May 31st, 2024, pre-market report. Well, what did we literally just find out? Breaking news here. Inflation continues to rise by their own numbers. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. You can't make this stuff up if you tried to. They're going to twist this every which way, but the truth, obviously. But the bottom line is here. The Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge, personal consumption expenditures, shows clearly by their own numbers again that inflation is rising. And in case you don't know, this is not going to stop. Inflation has nowhere to go but higher around the world. Eurozone inflation exceeding what was predicted by economists by a huge margin. Imagine our shock here as well. But look, you have to understand something else here. The data that they're feeding us, it's all fake anyway, okay? You and I shop, we know what the truth is. They're going to try to deceive us and distract us. Speaking about deceptions, so obviously we all know this headline here. This is Fox News. Trump guilty. Well, everyone is focusing on this nonsense. You got this going on here. You got our illustrious, beautiful thing, creature of ominous mass, secretly allowing Ukraine, secretly, of course, Ukraine to target Russian assets here with U.S. weapons. So remember to focus. Focus on this. Remember, look here. Don't look here. This is what they always do. And it's an incredible kind of a situation here. Like I wrote, look, focus on this. Look here. Don't look here. Expanding war. Imagine our shock. And of course, this is going to require millions, billions of more dollars to be created out of nothing by the fraud Federal Reserve, which is not federal, nor do they have any reserves, so the name alone is a fraud here, as again, the deconstruction of society is going on here on a worldwide scale. Who's responsible for this? Tell Greg Manorino one more time, because I don't remember. Who is it that is responsible for the economy? Who is it that is responsible for the financial system, the financial markets, the monetary system? Oh, yes. It's not kings, queens, presidents, or dictators. No, none of the above. How about it's central banks? Bam, bam, bam. Yeah, you win. You win the prize here, everyone. Imagine my shock. Now, also on the economic front here, consumer spending craters. The deficit is widening at its fastest pace we've ever seen. And debt continues to surge higher at its fastest pace we've ever seen. Imagine my shock. Now, you have to understand, as you all know, this is it's just too much. With regard to debt, and I'm talking about global debt right now, and don't take my word for anything I say. Do a little research on your own. We now are in a situation where we have a hockey stick move higher with regard to global debt. And as the debt continues to surge higher, debt and currency being a unit of debt here, tell me again how this is not purchasing power negative and inflationary at the same time. Well, guess what, people? I have a little secret for you. You might want, maybe you want to, pay attention a little bit. Yes, that's exactly what's going on. It's deliberate. Imagine my shock. You can't make this stuff up. People, we are clearly headed. How do I say this in a way that's easy to understand? Today, not just here in America, but around the world, the economies of the world are headed for destruction. Now, we also got another piece of information. So it appears that the major Wall Street institutions are now warning us that consumers are pretty much strapped. They can't spend anymore, and debt defaults again continue to skyrocket across the board. So when you hear this kind of stuff here, you have to look again and think, what does it mean? It means, again, what you and I have known for well over a year. I mean, a year and a half to almost 2 years now, that the entire banking system is coming apart. And it's coming apart by design. You all know that. The consolidation of the system here is in full swing. And the absolute destruction of the middle class around the world, the creation of this neo-feudal system, this two-tier society that you and I have been speaking about now for the better part of 10 freaking years. So just remember how the games that they play. Remember what I've been telling you. Remember, look here. Don't look over here. Oh, no. No, no, no. This is the games that they always play, people. You think it's going to stop, really? You still feel like you have some kind of representation in government anywhere in the world here? Or do you feel like you have none? Let me let you in on a little secret here, too. You have none. All right, so anyway, on the back of all this stuff here, inflation continuing to rise, big shock. How about no? The deconstruction of society, the deconstruction of the world economy, only to be rebuilt by the central banks, who are going to, of course, offer a solution to all of us because they care so much. You have to understand as well, and I covered this yesterday, the Federal Reserve, again, fraud just in the name alone, as we discussed, this is a for-profit institution that has shareholders and pays dividends. So you tell me, again, whose interest do they represent? Yours? Or is it the shareholders? I think it's a no-brainer here. And until this institution, you have to understand, people, I know so many of you are locked into the Bidens and the Trumps, and they're the ones responsible for what's going on. Nothing could possibly be farther from the truth. It's the central banks here. And these institutions are laughing at every single one of us. We cannot be free if we are forced to live under the rule of these institutions here. They dictate our lives to us. They control the flow of information. All the stuff that you and I have been outlining like since forever here. And again, you know, the great insurrection, you remember that whole thing here? Obviously, these people were brain dead, and they went after the wrong institution here. They should be raiding the Federal Reserve, unfortunately. But of course, they got duped, and this is what's going on here. The hatred that's building up between this whole thing here, okay? This is a big part of it. The people that are now going to get riled up even more. The rhetoric that's going to come out of the mouths of everyone here, trying to get people's blood to boil. What do they want? They want people to perform another violent act. We need a silent, peaceful revolution here. And we can do this. We really can, but you see, people don't know that. We can take the power back by just really doing one simple act. Withdrawing your cash, every bit of it, except what you need to pay bills, obviously, from the financial institutions. We could bankrupt the system on our own. And it would shut down the system. Again, how do we stop the Federal Reserve from gaining power? How does the Federal Reserve gain power? Well, by being called upon to issue more debt. If we can prevent, you know what I'm going to tell you, if you've been with me for any length of time, if we could stop one central bank from gaining power, let's look at the Federal Reserve. If we could prevent them from issuing or being allowed to issue a single dollar, $1 of more debt, the system collapse. One central bank goes down, and that would start a domino effect and take the rest of them down as well. But you see, we don't have that. The current imbecile sitting behind the Resolute desk, Trump, obviously before this thing, and Obama, and all these guys have done here is called on the Fed to issue more debt, to keep rates suppressed, to keep the dollar weak. Nothing makes the central bank happier than that. How does a central bank weaken the dollar? How does a central bank, in this case the Federal Reserve, weaken the dollar? Well, it should be obvious, by creating more out of thin air. And that makes the central bank even more powerful than they are now. It makes them happier. When you hear a president calling for lower rates, maybe even negative rates, this was Trump during his tenure, nothing could make a central bank happier, a central banker happier than that, because it makes them more powerful, not weaker. Okay, that was the big nonsensical thing that was going on during Trump's tenure. Oh, he's bankrupting the Fed. No, he isn't. All he did was make the Fed stronger. And we don't have anyone out here with enough guts, and it certainly it is not Trump. He's already told us what he wants to do. Weaken the dollar and suppress rates. If he is reselected, this will make the Fed much stronger. Now, the current thing, this creature sitting behind the Resolute Desk, he's the ultimate puppet. He's the ultimate puppet here. Like, he made this decision here. The guy can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I think we're on the same page with that. Wouldn't you agree? It's pretty hard to argue that the man is definitely suffering from some kind of dementia. So it's not him pulling the strings, quite obviously. It's obviously the central banks who run the entire show. And war is going to expand. Debts and deficits are going to expand like you can't possibly believe. Currency devaluation moving forward like you can't believe. Inflation is going higher like you can't believe. More distortions are going to occur across the spectrum of asset classes as the debt market is rigged yet again by central banks. Again, we can't be free. And they are destroying the economy and taking down an entire class of people with it. It's an astonishing thing. But remember to focus on the nonsensical things while other stuff goes on behind your back, and still worship false gods. Like, some of you think this guy walks on water. That's an incredible thing. But again, we've been warned about these kind of false prophets and everything else. But some people think this guy was sent here by God. And you can't make that up either. But that's the truth here. There's some kind of fixation with savior deities. And it looks like this Trump has become some kind of a martyr or a deity in his own right, according to some. And this is just going to end very badly, as it always does for everybody. All right, look. So what do we got going on here? Inflation continues to rise. Imagine our shock. It's not going to stop. Debts and deficits ballooning, not going to stop. War expanding, not going to stop. Consumers, they're done. The warnings from the big banks about this year, which means they're in a lot of trouble, as you know. Their balance sheets are ballooning with bad debt, loan defaults, which means the system is coming down. But you're not allowed to know that. Of course, it's being consolidated. More power in fewer and fewer hands. As you and I get squeezed to death. And of course, there's no accountability here. Imagine our shock yet again. I've been telling you, we got each other and that's it. You have to understand, no one's going to save you. Not the Bidens, nor the Trumps, nor any kings or queens, monarchs, or dictators. It's the central banks running the show. The biggest fraud that has ever been pushed upon mankind, a crime syndicate of the highest order. These central banks are deliberately destroying their currency, people. They're making us pay for it. Well, they enrich themselves. Imagine our shock here, too. Who created this system? Some very smart people lurking in the shadows here, you understand? And they're still there. I think you are well aware of that. And we, my beautiful friends, are bearing the brunt of it. And it's a very bad situation here. Anyway, I'm going to let you all go. I hope you got something out of this video. Although if you are a follower of this blog, you knew all this ahead of time. It's amazing how far ahead of the curve we are, isn't it? You're laughing. You're laughing. You're looking at these inflation numbers. You're laughing. You realize that that is all fake. You understand the deceptions, the look here, the don't look there, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes here. You get it all because that's where we are. It's a destruction on a grand scale. It's a deconstruction on a grand scale of society. And you and I are right dead center in the heart of it. You understand? With regard to this market, let's see where this goes. Right now, there's nothing going on. It's pretty much flat across the board. 10-year yield did come down a little bit. Dollar weakened a little bit this morning on a relative strength basis here. Nothing major going on. We, you and me, will reconvene later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I really hope to see you there. Have some questions ready for me. And again, let them play their games. We're going to play our games. We're not going to stop doing what we're doing. Bet against the debt. Become your own central bank. Hold hard assets. Gain exposure to commodities here. With regard to the market, I expect the cavalry to come in soon. And I expect the stock market to get bid higher as debt gets bought up. And I'm going to give you one guess as to who's going to buy all the debt. And you better get the answer right. Love you a lot. See you later.